I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to Friday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory. This week, we've been growing and learning how faith works and how to put it into practice, just taking the limits off of our thinking. Well, today, my dad focuses our attention on the relationship between love and faith. So open your heart to receive fresh revelation of Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. You know, He births faith in you, and He develops it. That's what that means. So remember to download the free study notes. Just go to kcm.org/notes. You know, many of you know that Kenneth Copeland Ministries is celebrating 50 years of ministry. This is our Jubilee year. So before we get into the message, we're going to show you some exciting milestones from the past few years.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries celebrates 50 years of ministry.
Hearing the Lord say, it's happening. All the things we've been looking for, praying over, and just believing God for, in glory in my case, for the last 50 years, it's happening. It is a reality now. It's not something that's going to happen one of these days. Amen.
The time for the Latin world has come.
Ha llegado el tiempo para el pueblo latino.
Remember this,
Jesus is Lord.
Let's open our Bibles today. Let's go back to the book of Galatians, please. And let's look in the fifth chapter, the sixth verse. We're talking about faith, that faith works by love. It won't work without it. Galatians 5, verse 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Now, yesterday we talked about the dangers of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, well, yes, thank you, Lord. Turn with me to 1 John. First John is the book that actually reveals that God is love. Look at the fourth chapter. You need to take about 3 months and read the whole book of 1 John every day. Just add it to your Bible time. It's only five chapters. It will absolutely change your life. Amen. Now, verse 16, fourth chapter, we've known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, or growing, maturing,
that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfected, growing, developing love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect. He that feareth is not developed in love. Amen. You remember what happened when Jairus was going with Jesus? I mean, they were pressed in together. I mean, they were standing there so close to one another. And they came and said, the death messenger came and said, your little daughter's already dead. Don't trouble the master any longer. Jesus immediately said, stop the fear. He didn't say, fear not, Jairus. Now, I want you to notice how He dealt with death. He didn't say, have faith, Jairus. He didn't say, confess something, Jairus. He said, stop the fear. Believe only, and she will be made whole. What happened? Perfect love standing next to Jairus got rid of fear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. See, in His presence, aware of Him, whoa, there is no fear. But now let me tell you something. This is actually thank you, Lord. Now, look, you got to listen very carefully. You're going to have to go back and get the CD of this. You're going to have to go back and download this and listen to it again and again and again. You need to be doing that out of this whole convention. I remember some years ago, right after the convention, well, this was 18 years ago or so, 19. And we had sold our place in Colorado, and so I had to go up there and get my motorcycle and bring it back home. Well, I mean, hey, you know what time of year it is here in Texas, Southwest Believers Convention? It's hot. And so I went up there, but see, I hadn't got to hear Jerry and everybody, and back in those days it was tapes, you know. And we were definitely tapeworms. So, oh man, I mean, yo, oh yeah. And so I left up there and rode that motorcycle back to Texas. And the second day when I got to Vernon, Texas, I got out and turned on my bike and hit the temperature gauge. She was even up 106. Now the first part of the ride was pretty cool, because I was coming out of the mountains and all that. Oh, that last day, brother, it was brutal. And I started at 4:30 in the morning so you could get through Amarillo before daylight. I don't ever like to look at Amarillo and that whole country up there. The Amarillo's got a lot of wonderful people in it, and it's one of the ugliest places you've ever seen. Forgive me, everybody, from Amarillo. I know you love it. I know you love. I love you, darling. I know you still love me. You understand? But it looks like the backside of the moon. You understand? Particularly if you come through there and it's over 100 degrees. So, anyway, I'm listening to all these tapes, and I got my cooler on my trailer, and I got a bunch of ice that's melting back there, and I dunked my towel in that cold water and wrapped it around my neck and stuck it in. You know, I'm doing good, man. I'm rolling. I'm cooling. And I am listening to Jesse and Jerry, and I'm coming down the highway. I listened to 15 tapes. By the time I drove into the driveway, Gloria came out and said, wow, you look good. I said, Gloria, I'm so high in the Holy Ghost, if I didn't have a meeting next week, I'd turn around and go back. I never knew it was hot. Not with a frozen towel and 15 tapes, man, on that day. Now, what did that have to do? Well, not much. But I knew you'd like to hear that. Yeah, it does. Has everything to do with it. When you put the Word first place in your life, I'll tell you, it'll wipe out everything your flesh is trying to feel. It'll wipe out the hot weather. It'll wipe out your worries and all of that bull you've been thinking about for hours and hours that's killing you. Amen. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Now that's what Jesus told Jairus. Fear not. Stop the fear. Stop the fear. Believe only. Don't you purify your faith. You get that out of there. Don't you let that come at you. Now here's the thing. When you walk in unforgiveness, fear is there all the time. It's not just when suddenly you're frightened. That's just a manifestation of fear. You're sitting there right now, and in this atmosphere, probably not worried about anything. But the few of you that are not hearing a word I'm saying. Because, see, fear is there all the time when you're not walking in love, because perfected love casts it out. And the moment you lose that, the moment you step out of that love walk, you're walking on the love line, you're walking that narrow way, but you step out there, that's where the curse is. You take a step out of love, you've taken a step into Satan's territory. And he don't fight fair. Right. Neither do I, bless God. You take that sword and jam it in him. Plead the blood. Slam the blood of Jesus in his face. He just heard the whole New Testament at one time. Blood. Get rid of him. Right now. But the moment you step over that line, fear is right there. Worry is fear dependent, and worry is a sin. Because the Bible says don't do it. It says cast all your worries over on him. For he cares for you. All right. Now then, thank you, Lord. We looked at, let's look at Mark. Perfected love, say it, perfected love. Casteth out fear. Because fear has torment. Well, you know who the tormentor is. Amen. Fear hath torment. The torment is in the fear. The fear isn't in the torment. The torment is in the fear. That's what fear is. It is the tormentor. The way God is love, Satan is fear. He is the most fearful. He is the most fearful living thing there is. He is charged. He is absolutely consumed with it. He can't be anything else. That's who he is. That's what he is. He's the tormentor. But now look, let me show you some. Stand up here, Chad. Turn around and face. Now, put your, like you said, parade dress, like that. All right. Now, fear The torment is in the fear. The tormentor has got to have something to hang on to. Now, he is Brother Teflon. He is so slick. Whoa. I mean, they just ain't nothing the devil can stick on him. Why? He ain't got no handles. Amen. Thank you, sir. I'm glad the Lord brought that up. That's a good picture for you to remember. And the moment you step out of love, and that handle sticks out there, I repent in the name of Jesus. No, I'm not giving him anything to hang on to. I don't care what your feelings are doing. Your feelings are just going crazy, just going nuts. You tell your feelings what to feel. I mean, you may have both knees knocking together. I refuse to fear in the name of Jesus. You're going to be shocked at how weak fear is, and how weak that pressure is that seems like it's just black and dark. Now, all of you that suffer from depression, that depression is a form of grief. He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, sicknesses, diseases, weaknesses, and pain. Grief is a sense of loss. This is the reason the Bible says we're not a people without hope. So sorrow not. Don't be grieving. Helicopter, you don't understand. I know, sweetheart, I've been there. I've been in the depression part. I've been over in that place where you had to put away grief. Gloria's little brother was in a flaming truck wreck. And that was just, the whole family, we just got blindsided by it. And we'd had to take hold of it and take authority over it, because joy will replace grief. But the joy is in you, but you have to take it by faith. And you have to repent if you've got anything against anybody in this situation particularly. You better get rid of it right now, because I'm telling you, grief opens the door and holds it open for the devil to kill. Amen. Now, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sorrow not is not a suggestion that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica. No, that's a command. Anything the Word says don't do is a command. Yes. There's a reason why God said don't do that. Amen. There's a reason why He said do this.
Yes, sir.
And He didn't tell you to do anything you can't do. Amen. Now, in yourself, you can't do anything.
That's right.
So forget that. You're not in yourself, you're in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
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 Grace has come alive in you. But it is by faith, so that it might be by grace. Amen. Now you go back and rethink and re-listen to what Creflo preached last night, and then take that scripture in the fourth chapter of Romans, 16th verse. It is by faith, so that it might be by grace. And faith worketh by love. No love, no faith. No faith, no grace. You're in a dangerous, dangerous place. Now, what was the key to it? The love of God, or the lack thereof. You might as well say amen.
Amen.
And go ahead and smile while you're at it. All right. Thank you. Now, Lord, may I have permission to go on this? All right. Yes, sir. All right. Mark 11, 22, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Now, from now on, when you see that, you say, have faith in God who is love. So I'm going to have faith in the love. I just read you the 16th verse, the 4th chapter of 1 John. He said, we have known and believed the love that he has to us.
That's right.
Now you say, do you believe God loves you? And 99% of them will say, oh, yeah, and don't believe it at all. They mentally agree with it. There is something that mimics faith very successfully because it sounds good. It's bold. And it's mental assent. You've come to the place, you've heard this, you know this, that it's true. God loves me. Yes, yes, it does. Oh, yes, yes, it does. And then just put a little bit of pressure on you. Don't you care? Why did you let this happen to me? Why did you take my baby? God has never taken anybody's baby. He has never taken anybody. Never. The only person God ever made sick was Jesus.
That's right.
The only person he ever took was Jesus.
Yes.
Well, he took my baby. No, he didn't, sweetheart. No, he didn't do that. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The thief cometh to steal and kill and destroy. Out of ignorance, you and I mean, those of us that have been around long enough to learn a little, the more you learn, the more you find out how much you don't know. I mean, we still Ned in the first primer, men, when it comes to the spiritual law and all these things. But hey, this is the time. This is Jubilee. This is time to get in there and get all you can get while the river's flowing, brother. Just get it, dive in it. I mean, head first, totally immersed in the Word of God.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.